Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. The city budget is pretty much on everyone's minds at City Hall, so much that one Topeka administrator stayed in town to work it.
City Manager Robert Perez decided to miss a trip to Boise, Idaho by city leaders and stayed behind to work on the budget. Both important work. Flat sales tax revenue and a drop in franchise fees are part of the reason for the $15 million budget deficit. Perez said the budget will be balanced by using funds from an unassigned reserve fund. It won't be layoffs, just some trimming of positions that haven't been filled. A meeting is scheduled for the 30th to further discuss the budget. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
At the beginning of the 2025 budget process, Sedgwick County was $2 million short. One option commissioners discussed to balance the budget is not fully funding certain cultural and recreation attractions and programs like the Sedgwick County Zoo and Exploration Place. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Tackle tasks on your property with a new compact utility tractor from Prairieland Partners. During their summer sales event, enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. Get the tractor you need now with low monthly payments and without the burden of high interest rates. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairieland Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.1% in June, and this is an increase from 2.9% in May and an increase from 2.6% in June of 2023. Decatur County had the highest jobless rate in the region at 4.2%, followed by Rooks at 3.9% and Russell at 3.8%. Locally, Phillips County was at 3.2%, Graham County 3.4%, Sheridan County 2.9%, and Norton County 2.8%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 7,600 from May, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 2,200 over the month, while government increased by 5,400. Since June of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 17,900, and this change is due to an increase of 15,300 private sector jobs and an increase of 2,600 government jobs. Residents in a large portion of Kansas are at high risk of being bitten by a mosquito carrying West Nile virus, as essentially the entire central portion of the state and all of northwest Kansas are at high risk. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment updates its risk map weekly. Typically, that risk starts to shoot up this time of year and peaks in August and September. Several mosquito species are responsible for transmission of viruses, but the Culex species are the primary vector in Kansas and the United States. The risk of West Nile infection is based on factors like the time of year, the number and locations of infected mosquitoes, and the number of days with sufficient heat. Warm temperatures increase the rate of mosquito larvae development, which increases mosquito population size. And the highest risk of contracting West Nile virus happens in July, August, and September. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, as of July 22nd, troopers have issued 1,501 citations for speeds greater than 100 miles per hour so far this year. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the highest speed limit in Kansas is 75 miles per hour, and it's posted on rural segments of freeways with a 40-mile-per-hour minimum and on the Kansas Turnpike, unless otherwise posted, with a 40-mile-per-hour minimum. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that speeding reduces a driver's ability to steer safely around curves and avoid objects on the road, and speeding increases the distance necessary to stop a vehicle. In fact, Just a small increase in speed greatly increases the amount of room you need to stop. For example, at 70 miles per hour, a vehicle in proper working order takes 351 feet to stop, while at 55 miles per hour, a vehicle can stop at 217 feet. Speeding also increases the distance that your vehicle will travel before you can comprehend that there's an emergency and react to it. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed flags to be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities, effective immediately until sundown on the day of interment, in honor of former Speaker of the Kansas House of Representatives, Marvin William Barkus. Governor Kelly said Speaker Barkus championed legislation throughout his career that propelled Kansas's schools forward and supported Kansas families. She said his contributions to our state will not be forgotten, and her deepest condolences go out to his family and loved ones. The flag order will be updated when the date of the interment is determined. One person was injured in an accident just after 5:30 a.m. on Monday in Smith County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2014 Ford Fiesta, driven by 49-year-old Miranda Stovall of Scandia, was northbound on U.S. 281, 9 miles north of U.S. 36, when the car struck a deer in the road. EMS transported Stovall to the Smith County Hospital, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Visitation for Eunice Kneetop will be held on Friday, July 26, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and the family will receive guests from 5 to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be held at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, on Saturday, July 27th at 10:30 a.m. For more information or to leave condolences, you can visit plummergobber.com. Brenda K. Spear of Almena, Kansas, passed away on July 20, 2024. Visitation will be held on Thursday, July 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, with family receiving guests from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday, also at the funeral home. Funeral services will be held on Friday, July 26th at 10:30 a.m. at the Almena Bible Church in Almena, and burial will be at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena following the services. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Fraternal Order of Eagles, Post 3288, and left in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. For more information or to leave condolences, you can visit plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The monthly update on the corn balance sheet from USDA changed both new and old crop supplies. The agency increased usage by a combined 225 million bushels across the two marketing years. This is important, says University of Missouri Extension ag economist Ben Brown, because it nearly offsets the bigger corn crop that farmers are expecting to harvest this fall.
It hasn't changed the underlying story, but has now created the opportunity that if we see a weather scare, we could see, I'm going to call it a 50 to 70 cent rally in the corn market, right? Like that's, you know, if a weather event were to transpire, this has allowed the market some breathing room to move higher.
Next month, USDA will provide more guidance of the size of the corn crop in the United States when it releases the first crop production report estimate for the season. And the National Pork Producers Council released a new economic contribution report detailing the significant impact America's pig farmers have on the United States agricultural and overall economy. The report highlights the pork industry's value chain contributions and trends in production and industry structure, Some of the report's key takeaways include the pork industry supporting an estimated 573,311 direct, indirect, and induced jobs in the U.S. In 2023, more than 60,000 pig farms sold more than $149 million worth of hogs, worth over $27 billion in gross cash receipts. Pork industry supports more than $27 billion in personal income and boosts economic activity in services like trucking, grain elevators, insurance, and other related-based businesses. You are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Supply. Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The weather pattern looks warm and dry for Kansas for the rest of the week, with a strong upper-level high-pressure system developing over the Central Plains. Temperatures will stay near to above seasonal normals into next week. Looks like the 100-plus readings will be back into the weekend. The Central Plains weather pattern is pretty slow-moving and will stay that way at least through Friday and likely through the upcoming weekend. We may see some occasional haze or smoke from those forest fires up in the northwest. On the map, upper-level high pressure is parked over our area, not going anywhere anytime soon. That'll suppress most of the cloud cover and limit our rain chances. The only possibility of some precipitation will be isolated showers today. We do get another chance of rain Saturday afternoon, but it won't be much. Temperature-wise, we'll be hitting at least seasonal normals today, but things will heat up as we get closer to the weekend. All the lows and fronts and the active weather patterns are over the southeastern states, along the Gulf Coast, and in the northeastern U.S. today. Mostly sunny for the rest of today, slight rain chances, and about the same for Thursday. No big changes to the weather pattern on Friday. Daytime highs will be up a little bit, with upper 90s and maybe a few low 100s. It'll be hot and dry on Friday. We do have slight rain chances on Saturday, and then hot again on Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-90s with low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. North Central, mid to upper 90s for the afternoon. Overnight will be in the upper 60s. Northeast, low 90s with upper 60s overnight. Low to mid-90s in the southwestern counties, and tonight we're in the low 60s. South Central, mid-90s, and tonight upper 60s and low 70s. Low 90s for the southeast counties, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Looking for Kansas-made products? From the Land of Kansas gives you easy access to local farmers and markets so you can enjoy farm-to-table living. The From the Land of Kansas program is dedicated to supporting Kansas farms and companies, big and small. With over 400 members and farmers markets registered, the program makes it easier for you to find those who grow, raise, serve, or produce products in the state. Plan your next trip or find your favorite products locally using the map. Businesses can be sorted by categories or by regions of the state at fromthelandofkansas.com.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.